Hi, welcome to Just Friend Zone. I'm Kevin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Damien.
So today, Jackie is not here because we have another guest with us. So she went to high school with Damien and I, or I think it's more accurate to say that Damien and I had the privilege of going to high school the same time that Swan was going to high school, because Swan is, for the uninitiated, she is the smartest human being alive. She is also probably one of the kindest, humblest, and most real humans in the world. You know, she, after high school, she went on to do her bachelor's education at Yale University. And then immediately after, she did a PhD at USC. I believe she's currently working in biomedical engineering with drones, something like that. I know it's something to do with drones. I don't know exactly. I remember we talked about this several times over the years. At one point, she was working on drone insects. That's all I know. Anyway, but most significantly, she's also a vegan supremacist. So with that out of the way, please help us welcome Swan Truck to the show.
Oh, no.
Hi, Swan. How you doing?
Hi. I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing awesome. It's been a while since we've really talked. I think it's actually funny. Swan and I actually, for a couple of years after we graduated high school, we actually had this tradition where she and I would meet up over the summer, I believe, or whenever she was back home, and we would get like Mediterranean food together. Like we say shawarma, but then it was, you know, because Swan Truck is a vegan, she would be eating falafel. And actually, that's the reason why that was the first time I ever had falafel. I'd never had before. And I would always go for like the shawarma, the skewers and whatever. But yeah, Swan Truck is the reason why I first tried falafel. And I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good. Like, it's not just a random ball of things. But yeah, that was fun. We should do that again.
Yeah. I mean, like this Saturday, we're going to hang out and eat again with like Andrew and Trisha.
That's true. That'll yeah. Yeah. It'll be a good time. You know, should we invite Damien? I mean, he's here.
Yeah. Everyone was invited. Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to come?
So awkward.
I love it.
Everyone is invited. I thought that was obvious. Yeah. But they're coming to LA for like a day for a lunch, and then I think Kevin has to leave after like 2 or something.
Something like that. Somewhere around that. But yeah. But yeah.
We're gonna have pizza. With Trisha and Andrew and Amanda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Trisha and Andrew are also high school friends. So yeah. I think they joined on to the shawarma tradition after a while too. So fun times. But yeah, so I think we're getting vegan food in LA, right? That's what you said?
Yeah. Because you guys don't come up here a lot. Yeah. So I want to show you guys like my favorite places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, I'm really hammering in on this point of you being a vegan.
Yeah, I know. My coworkers already think like that's all I talk about. Like I won't shut up.
At some point, we're just going to have to like take a drink or a swig or anything that you guys say vegan on this podcast. So for our listeners, if you have a drink ready, we're about to get wasted.
Here's the game. Here's the game for this episode. But yeah, I think veganism, I think it's not necessarily that it's a contentious topic, right? I think it's probably being misrepresented on social media to some extent, but start us with what is your story of like how you became a vegan?
I went vegan when I was like in middle school. I don't really remember when I made the decision. I think I was just like, I don't want to eat the animals. I don't see like a need to. Mm. And I hear a lot of kids actually go vegetarian, and it's probably easier for kids to do it because they're not like, I don't know, so used to seeing it yet. And they're not like, I don't know. Like it makes sense to a kid. And I think when you grow up and you like see everyone doing it, it kind of becomes like, oh, you're just used to it. You don't really think about it. Mm. So yeah, I was really young. I don't really remember like something that happened. I think I just like made the decision one day and then it stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's not that exciting. I was like vegan for the animals. And then like now it's more trendy and we have like Beyond Burgers at like Carl's Jr. and like all this amazing food. So I'm happy about that. But yeah, originally it was like for ethical reasons.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then like since you started as a kid and then you were, you know, you're just being vegan without like, I wouldn't say you had no real reason for it, but I guess like at some point, did you ever go like, maybe I don't want to be vegan anymore? Or do you feel like because it was like those morals early on where you were like, I don't want to hurt animals, like it just kind of stuck with you?
I never really thought about it. I mean, like never say never. I think if I like really needed to eat animal products for my health or something, I might do it. But like, I don't see that happening because a lot of, I don't know, I haven't had any problems this far. I don't really think about it that much. I feel like once I made the decision, it kind of just like became like, I don't ever think about it like, oh, so it's keeping me it's just a part of me now.
I guess like in the same way that like, you know, none of us think about not being vegan, right? It's just like, it's just how we are.
Feels kind of normal, natural.
Mm-hmm. But then like, I guess for like when you were growing up, right, like your parents, are they vegan too then?
No. My mom is Buddhist and she like 10 days out of the month, she'll be vegetarian, but my dad is not. But like when I go home to visit them, I see them maybe like twice a month. And every time I go home, my mom makes like all this amazing like vegan Vietnamese food. Like they are like almost fully vegan when I come back because it doesn't make sense to cook for like three people and one person has like a different meal. It's just too much work.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the food is just as good, and that's what they say, unless they're just trying to like make me feel better.
I can actually agree that most of the dishes that I've actually tried is pretty tasty to go. It's such an easy or fun thing for most of people who aren't aware to just, you know, obviously bag on something that's not part of their norm. But Kayla actually had bought a couple of books where it's like either plant-based food, plant-based recipes, that sort of thing. Like, I think my favorite dish so far has actually been cashew pasta, where instead of using cheese or using like other things like that, you actually grind up or chop up cashews. And then it's weird how people are so, I'll say this, it's so innovative how people are able to find these, you know, palatable, similar tastes and be able to, you know, create something that is so close to what it originally was. I was just like, this tastes like cheese in pasta. And it's just like, it was very enjoyable for me. So through Kayla, I've been able to try out more dishes. And we usually try to have like once a week or one meal a week kind of thing where we try to eat vegan as well. I don't think I've ever since then have been the type to like bag on vegan food. I think all of it's like pretty good if you're able to keep an open mind.
I don't meet anyone who really bags on it, unless they're just not doing it to my face. I don't know, but like I feel like most people are pretty down to eat vegan with me, or like I don't know. Yeah, what'd you say?
So Kevin's fake. He bags on vegans all the time.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh my god!
So he just doesn't do it to your face, Swan. That's the main thing that we're trying to get at.
Oh no!
Whoa! You guys just throw me out there.
No, okay. I'm just kidding.
I gotta defend myself here. Okay. I don't. Okay. Josh is not lying when he says that I bag on vegans. But it's also
trying to get you out. I try to get you out. You're digging yourself back.
No. I gotta confront this. Okay, there are allegations being made against me, and it's better for me to confront them. No, okay. Josh is not lying when he says that I do bag on vegans. I have done it, and I think mostly it's because I think, as I said before, I think vegans there's a bit of a misrepresentation on social media. There's a lot of like those kinds of. I don't want to call them extremists, but they're pretty extreme in what they do. Like some, like, you know, like what is it? Putting themselves inside cement, like to like protest Starbucks and I think there was one girl that like lit herself on fire. And so it's like, I don't know. there's just things you see and you're like, is that really necessary, you know? And so I don't like those kinds of vegans, but I think like in my mm-hmm. personal life, like I told these fools too before we started recording, is that like all the vegans that I actually know, like I love and respect them, but it's just that like vegans as like a concept, I think in my mind,
that's a concept.
yeah, like conceptually, vegans. I when I think of a vegan, I think of the people that stand outside Starbucks and like yell about how like it's like what is it? There's like it's violence to charge extra for soy milk or something like that. Yeah.
I mean, those are the loudest ones. So yeah, you see them more probably.
Yeah, but it's not to say that like, you know, all vegans are bad. It's just okay. Did I defend myself?
Right.
Did I defend myself?
Honestly, I feel like when we started talking about the podcast, didn't you suggest talking about it? I don't think it was my idea.
Okay. Well. I feel like I'm just having to defend myself. What's going on? No, okay. Well, I was just like, oh, I think it'd be really cool to have Swan on the podcast because I think Swan is a very interesting person. And they were like, oh, okay. And so I approached you about like, do you want to be on the podcast? And you were like, sure, but I don't know what to talk about. And I was like, okay, well, here are some interesting things. And then you were like, oh, I love food. And I was like, oh, well, you're a vegan. And so like, you know, you could talk about vegan food.
I do love food. I didn't think of it specifically as like vegan food. I was just like, I just love food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like not that different.
And okay, also, okay. Kevin, I think this beginning speaks more to how you view Swan than anything else in your mind conceptually.
I love Swan. I don't know what's going on, guys. I would not imagine to love and respect her, okay? What is this?
I'm just picking on you.
We have her back more than you.
Anyways, Swan, so like as far as like for on the topic of food, what are you more of a going out to eat type of person? Do you like cooking at home? If so, like what food do you kind of gravitate towards? I know that's a two-part question, but like, you know, just kind of like getting a better understanding of, you know, what is Swan's palate?
So I really, really like to try new things. So I will, like lately especially, because I've been moving, so I haven't really cooked at home. I really like to try new restaurants. And in LA, especially, there's a lot of like vegan places always popping up, or it'll be places that aren't vegan but have like great vegan options. So I really like novelty. So I like to try new places more than I like to repeat places. But I also really like to cook. Like for me, it's kind of like if I come home from work and I start making something that's like good for me and makes me feel good, like it's almost like therapeutic. Like I like to make food and I like to enjoy it, especially with other people. But just because I've been so busy, I've been like eating out a lot. So I don't mind to eat out because a lot of times there's the food that like I can't make at home or it would be really hard or too much work. And I get to like learn about, you know, different dishes and stuff.
I can understand or relate to that. Currently going through a kitchen remodel. And so there's like just wood and nails. That's it. Like not even a floorboard right now because they're doing the piping. Anyways. Mm-hmm. So same thing where, you know, I also love to cook. Kayla loves to cook, but recently we've also been eating out quite a bit just because, you know, that's available to us. Mm. Typically like for the meals that you do make, what is your favorite part as far as, do you like looking up recipes and just trying out new things? Do you actually buy cookbooks or like, you know, other books that like certain people put out just because, I know that. Me and myself speaking, I am terrible at cooking, so I need like step-by-step instructions in order for me to be able to do it, versus some people can just be like, oh, just a pinch of this, a dash of that, and you know, they're able to kind of like bring it all together kind of thing.
Yeah, so I like typically on like a normal, if it's a work day and I come home and I'm trying to make dinner, it'll probably be something pretty quick. My go-to lately is just like, you know, like bowls, like sweet green type of stuff. It'll just be like, you know, a carb, a vegetable, a protein, like just random stuff in a bowl, or like a stir fry, something easy. But if it's like a weekend or like a Friday night and I'm like trying to do something like more interesting, I have some cookbooks, I don't use them a lot because I'm online a lot and I find that there are so many like interesting dishes that look really good. So usually I'll like have them bookmarked, and then if I'm trying to look for something fun to make, then I'll just like go out of my way to pick something that looks really interesting and like go get the ingredients and stuff for that.
So yeah. You said that, you know, you're online a lot. Does this also include the vegan food Instagram account that you were running for a while?
Oh my gosh, that was so long ago. I guess. I posted like a handful of times and then did not again. It was like kind of a lot of work. And I also don't post personally because I kind of feel like, oh, no one really, what does it matter what I'm doing? Like, it doesn't matter. So like, I don't like to post. But I did, it was fun, the stuff that I was posting. I think what Kevin's talking about is I had an Instagram that was just like fun stuff that I made as a vegan. And it was, I don't know, normal stuff like French toast, corn dogs. I can't even remember anything else, but I don't do that anymore. Also, like that was an account that it was like a fun activity I did with my ex. And we're no longer together, so that probably will never have anything else posted on it, like, ever again.
I'm sorry.
Some things you let live, and some things you let die. That's just the nature of it.
This episode is just me, like, shooting myself in the foot over and over, isn't it? Like, jeez.
No, you're good. It was really fun to do, but it was just honestly a little bit too much work to, like, try to take nice photos and like post it online, and then I feel like it needs to look really good, and sometimes I just want to enjoy it for myself.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't post a lot anymore.
I'm so glad Kevin brought it up, because Kevin told me about that before. He's like, oh yeah, she had an Instagram, and like she had like a food Instagram, and I wanted to ask him, but I was like, do I ask it? Because Kevin did tell me it was something she did before. So I'm so glad Kevin asked in his name.
And now Kevin has both feet in his mouth. Yes. Like, it's just
whatever. It's fine, guys. This is great.
Yeah.
You know, I bring Swan on. I hype her up in the introduction as this interesting human being. And this episode is just me getting dunked on. Whatever. Oh shoot. Swan. Going back to that introduction for actually, did I get it right in terms of like what you were doing? I talked about like this is your education and stuff.
Yeah, the education was right. Right now I work for a drone startup. It doesn't have anything to do with biomedical, but it is like a drone startup. Like we're building them now. That's, you got part of it right.
Thanks for the positive encouragement.
Yeah. I mean, you guys, okay, so it's audio, so you guys can't tell, but, like, the hosts can tell. Like, I'm in my office right now, and that's, like, that's it. Without the landing gears on, could you see? We're going to do a photo shoot tomorrow, actually.
Oh, very nice.
What kind of drones is it, like, for personal use, or
can you talk about it? No, it would be, like, for a department. Honestly, I don't know what I can say. I think my CEO probably would want to like represent it himself, and I don't want to say the wrong thing.
It's interesting to see how drones are starting to become a more normal thing. So part of me affording the kitchen remodel is that I had to apply for kind of basically financial assistance. And it was like basically a line of credit through our home equity. And as part of that, we had to get our house appraised. And instead of having a person come out and do it, they just had a drone come by, take pictures, and then leave. And I was just like, when did you come to my house? Like, I didn't, like, no one rang my doorbell or anything. And then they were like, oh, no, we just took pictures. And I was just like, okay. So it's kind of like nice to see how we are finding more like practical applications other than what Josh was mentioning, the personal use, just people who go for cameras or on hiking or taking videos or that sort of thing.
Okay, that's also kind of terrifying. Does no one else think that?
Yeah. No.
What?
when he said that, I thought like it rammed into the door a little bit. And it didn't even open the door, and then this girl goes in the house.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, yo, this is kind of terrifying.
Guys, everything on the outside is already viewable through like Google, like just that's like Google satellite. So like relax. Like it's whatever privacy you think you have, it's already gone. Like it's already like out the door. Like
wait, they appraised your house just by like pictures from the outside? They didn't need to go inside or anything?
Yeah, they just did appraisal through outside.
That's crazy.
I mean, I got proof still, so I'm good.
Congratulations.
The future is now, I guess.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
What led you to, you know, being a part of this startup? Was it one of those things where you just kind of found the opportunity and you're working through it, or were you always interested in drone technology? Like, how did this kind of come into play?
I would say it's not like I have a particular interest in drones specifically, but after I graduated, I took a little break for a couple of months and then I started applying to jobs. I feel like this company, I just liked them as a group, like as a group of people and as a company. Like when I started my job, actually, it was not to build drones. It wasn't like drone engineer. It was like prototyping engineer, because we were just buying drones off the shelf and building like a stack to put on top of it for like delivery. So I thought that was super interesting. And the drone thing kind of just came organically because we realized that there was like a lot of demand for an American-made drone of like this size. And we were trying to find another drone that we could buy that wasn't like Chinese-made. And we couldn't find one that wasn't like super expensive and that had all the stuff that we wanted on it. So we just decided to build our own. And the first time that came up, I was like, you guys, that's a lot of work. It sounds hard, but we're doing it now, I guess. And it's really fun because I mean, it's all been done before. I think we're just like trying to figure it out because it's like a group of like pretty young people. So I'm the oldest one, actually. Everyone's really young in my company. But I mean, I like the group. I like the people. I really like my CEO. Everything's like the culture is really nice. So that, like, I like that part of it more than the actually working on like specifically drones part. But I also really like just to build stuff. That's a lot of fun. And like to test and like to prototype. That's like my favorite part of it.
That's cool. That's amazing. I love that.
I like the energy. Took a dive.
Can we go back to
Okay, yeah.
Wow. Just gotta really bring it out to the forefront. Hustle on. This is really killing me out here. Come on. Okay. So let's bring it back to the vegan stuff. Since apparently that's when we had a lot of energy. Swan's out here dunking on energy, whatever.
No, it was a critique of myself because like I don't know how to talk about my work really. Like I'm not a good person to talk about it. My CEO is an awesome person to talk about it. I just like to build stuff and I like to hang out with the people that I work with. That's pretty much it.
I think sometimes you know, the simpler the reason, the better. Also, because you don't really need it to be overly complicated. So
yeah.
I say don't knock yourself for the way you were talking about it. I think that, you know, all that is actually perfectly fine and it's a great reason to, you know, kind of answer the question without answering the question.
That's so nice. You're so nice to me.
Well, going back to like what Kevin said, because we do want to keep on track. There's actually something that I wanted to bring up, which you mentioned about how, you know, Carl's Jr. has like the Beyond Burger or like, you know, that kind of thing. And how we're basically in a period where we're not just getting like kind of like DIY, I would say, home recipes, but also it's kind of becoming like a staple where you have, for example, there's a place in Huntington Beach where it's called Plant Power that's actually like vegan fast food.
I live like a 10-minute walk from a Plant Power fast food. In Hollywood.
I actually tried it. I actually really like their chicken burger, or quote unquote chicken burger. And on the opposite side of that, in Found Valley, there's also a place called Taste of Beauty, where it's basically like high end vegan food, where it's like $300 for like a single meal.
Wait, so, have you tried it?
I have not. Kayla and I both want to try it, but okay. You know, we just haven't had the chance yet because a lot of other expenses have come up.
Okay.
Where does your kind of like which kind of side do you kind of deviate towards? You kind of stick more towards the middle. Like, how big or how fancy do you like to go with it?
I don't mind to spend money on like food experiences. So I would spend like a lot of money on like a really, really excellent meal. But for me, that's like, it's like, you know, some people go to Coachella and it costs like $2,000 or whatever. I don't do that. I will buy food. I will spend it on that. And it'll be like, oh, a concert is sometimes like hundreds of dollars. And that's like kind of the equivalent for me. But on like a regular basis, I would say I like gravitate more toward just like, I don't know if it's like lower end, but like, I don't know. I don't love to spend money on food just for the sake of like eating fancy stuff. Like, it has to be an experience. Like I said, like, I really like novelty. So yeah, normally I would say I prefer not to spend that much money, but I will if it's like an excellent, excellent like dish or a restaurant. Some of the best stuff is kind of like hole in the walls in LA, honestly. I don't know if you guys have heard of Jonathan Gold. He's a food critic and he reviews a lot of kind of more like international places that are like family run and usually not that expensive, but like LA has a lot of ethnic enclaves and he really highlights a lot of those types of restaurants that are maybe like, that are not like fancy, but they have like really, really awesome food that you can like really appreciate, and it's not just like trendy and expensive for no reason.
I like that. Yeah. I'll have to take a note of that and see like some of the stuff that he's reviewed. And then maybe Swan, when you're back in Orange County, maybe all of us can go to Taste of Beauty and basically just have an experience there if you're down. Because like we've been trying to find a reason to go. Right? And other than the price point, like, you know, it's just I feel like it would make the experience better to, you know, also have like an additional person who finds value in it.
Okay, I would be down. If you guys know Garlic and Chives, I'm pretty sure Jonathan Gold has reviewed that place.
Oh, really? Yeah, we love garlic. I love Garlic and Chives. Yeah. I don't know if you guys have ever tried it.
It's good.
I've tried garlic and chives, like the actual ingredient. Sorry, I felt like I had to chime in at some point. I was like, man, this is the longest I've ever gone in this podcast without saying something, so.
You said it, I didn't.
Josh, have you tried garlic and chives?
I've had it once or twice, I think. And I've also had garlic and chives.
I've had a place called, is that?
Oh, in Huntington Beach. Yeah.
Okay. I tried that before. But then I don't know, like, maybe this was like when vegan food was not as developed. I don't know if that's the right word for it, but this was like maybe like 8 years ago. So I don't know like how widespread vegan food was or like how much like things have advanced since then. But like they gave me, or they didn't give me, I ordered chicken fingers. And it was like, I was so disappointed because it was like, I don't know, it was about as thick as like a stringy carrot. And I was like, this is not right. So, yeah. And it was just like a bunch of, it wasn't just, right? I feel like I'm like making it sound like I was miserable with this experience. I was not. But it was like tofu, I think. And it was just like mushed up together and like formed into a general chicken finger like shape. So, I've tried vegan food, guys. I'm not a full hater.
Maybe you just haven't tried the right places.
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna try some more on Saturday, so we'll see if my opinion changes.
That's why I'm excited for you guys to come and like try these places, because the place that I'm gonna take you is called Nick's on Beverly, and I feel like every person I've taken who has not been vegan has really liked it. Like, my best friend said it's the best Detroit style pizza she's ever had, and she's not vegan. I feel like everyone's really impressed. But yeah, like, I used to like it. I think I I don't go back there anymore because there's nothing there that like really excites me. So I would say the food is like good, but not like stand out or anything. Like I wouldn't really bother to go back.
I know Damien's had vegan food and Kevin too. I don't really search for vegan food. And the one time I did, I really didn't like it. So it's very hard for me.
Wait, where was it? Where was it?
Oh, it might be controversial. So I had it at Mendocino Farms, you know, the Impossible Taco Salad.
Oh, I don't know particularly that salad. I know that place. Yeah.
Okay. So people are like, oh, it tastes like real chorizo. It's like, you know, and I was like, oh, how, you know, I want to try it. So I tried it and I was like, it's not. Tastes like chorizo. Like, what kind of chorizo are you eating? Because it doesn't taste like chorizo. So because then I don't really search for it, and it might be vegan, right? Like, because Kevin and I are Korean, we have a lot of food that's like, because you know Koreans eat a lot of veggies and our food comes that way too, so it's not vegan. So we might, I don't think of it as vegan food though, and I don't want to like categorize it as vegan food, but like as a restaurant, I don't think I've ever gone there to like actually just, oh, I want to try vegan food and try it that way.
Okay. I mean, so honestly, I used to live in K-Town, and I feel like most places in LA, you can probably find like a vegan option on the menu. You can, like, there are a lot of restaurants that just don't do that because their specialty is like one type of soup. Like,
yeah.
What is it? Like, Long Tong, or like, I don't know, if you go to K-Barbecue, it's like a specialty restaurants, you know? So
that
kind of thing, I feel like it's harder to like have a vegan option, but there are a lot of Korean restaurants with like really awesome vegan options. Like, like there's a place called Surawan that I really like, and they sell like sundubu. I don't know. You live in OC though, so it's kind of far for you, but like a lot of places just happen to have like veg options that are quite good. I don't know about the Mendocino Farms one. I haven't tried it, but I feel like if you're going into a meal that is not meat, expecting it to be meat, you might be disappointed. Yeah. You might be disappointed.
Yeah.
I was actually going to say the same thing, Swan, where like basically the mindset that I have is like not necessarily like, oh, this is like the exact substitute. It was more like, how close can they get to the mark of it being similar? And it's like, oh, it's pretty close. Obviously, you can tell it's not quite, but at least that way your expectations aren't immediately like crushing you from the beginning.
I think that's the hard part, because a lot of people are like, oh, it tastes exactly like chicken nuggets, or it tastes like chorizo. And then when I taste it, I'm like, it does not taste like chicken nuggets or chorizo. Don't lie to me. You know, like if it was just like, oh, it tastes good, okay, then I'll try it, right?
Okay.
That's Josh fair, is more offended by the lie than
I'm like, don't how the lie actual to taste me.
Wait, okay, what are you doing on Saturday?
I don't know.
You should come to LA and eat pizza with us.
I don't have a car on Saturday, so
Kevin's going with Amanda.
If you want to, you can come with us.
Yeah, I want to try, because I want to try vegan food, you know, and like not be lied to.
I just want to say, who sounds like the hater now?
I was gonna say, like, the stuttering in Josh's voice is like, I'm trying to fight so hard, I'm just breaking up in laughter.
I feel so ignorant, but it's just...
No, it's okay.
I gotta go.
No. Okay, I get it. Because you, like, grow up with stuff, and then you're, like, used to it, and you want kind of... Like, when I first went vegan, I was looking, like, pretty intentionally for stuff that looked like meat, kind of just to have that experience, because I'm like, oh, I'm used to, like... I don't even remember, like, burgers or whatever. I think it took me a while to just like enjoy food for like what it is, but because it's such a big part of like my family life and my home, like my culture, and like, you know, like there are aspects of food other than just the taste, like, and I want to have that kind of experience. Like maybe sometimes you just feel like a burger, or like sometimes you just feel like, I don't know, like what's something that you really love to eat?
He likes tacos.
Josh, I like tacos. Yeah, I like tacos.
Yeah. Sometimes you just want like a burrito or a taco. And so you like kind of seek out stuff that like reminds you of that, right? Oh, man. Okay. There's a really good taco place in LA. So I feel like if you come, we should go to both places. We could go get pizza and we should go get tacos.
Okay.
And I can vouch for it. I'm very nervous about recommending places to people because I'm like afraid they won't like them. But I will take you to this taco place. That's very, very good. It's called El Cocinero. It's in the valley.
I think for me, it's just, it fits more of like, hey, this is this food. Because I love mm-hmm. food too, right? And Kevin knows and Damien knows I love cooking. And so if it's kind of like, try this and not tell mm-hmm. me, like, I think the expectation that builds up in my mind, it's like, okay, that's what yeah. I want. And I try to compare it to something that's the closest that I can think of, right? But if it's mm-hmm. just like, hey, this is really good food, just try it. And if you don't mm-hmm. even tell me that it's vegan, I'll probably eat it and be like, oh, this is really good. But then if you're okay. telling me to compare it to something that I like for example, oh. like the chorizo, I think in my brain, okay. it's like, oh, okay. you know, it doesn't taste like it to me. So like,
okay.
Yeah.
So would you rather just have something that's like unfamiliar to you? Like if it's a taco, are you expecting like meat in it? And
no, because if it's just like, oh, this is a taco, but then uh-huh. I'll just try it. Right. But then I think for like the salad, for example, it's like, oh, uh-huh. people, I've read reviews and everything saying like it tastes exactly like chorizo.
Mm-hmm.
But when I had it wasn't that case for me. And so I've never really sat down and tried vegan food. I sound so ignorant, guys.
No. You should come on Saturday. And if you don't have a car, I will come down and drive you. But
Kevin lives like a block away from me. Like,
I think if he does go, I'll be driving him anyway.
Yeah.
But, okay.
But yeah, Josh, you do sound a little ignorant right now, especially because I want to say this.
Oh, man.
Okay, I was traveling, I think I was in Florida, and I was in line to, like, at this, like, one, I think it was, like, a burger place with my cousin, and we were talking, and then he was like, oh, what are you going to order? And I was like, I don't really know. And I was looking at the menu, I saw a California burger, right? I was like, oh, like, that sounds mm-hmm. cool. Like, oh, let me, like, California burger, like, for me, as someone from California, I'm thinking In-N-Out. Like, that's yeah. what I feel like represents a California burger. And I look at what's in it. I don't see anything about, like, spread sauce. I don't see anything about grilled onions. I don't see any of that. I see vegan. Vegan and avocados. And I was like, I am ashamed to be from California in this moment to know that when other states think about us, they think vegan. Like, especially when they think about, like, a California burger. They're not thinking yeah. about the glory that is In-N-Out anymore. They're thinking of a vegan burger with avocados. And I don't think I have to like, you know, harp on this point, but like I think my disdain for avocados and random things is pretty well documented, you know. True. So I want to say that as well. Like, I think avocados are very overrated. Yeah, so I was just like, yeah, it's okay, Josh. You know, if you go out anywhere else and you're representing California and you say you've never had vegan food, the people will probably be a little culture shocked, like, wow, are you really from California then? So you should probably go try some vegan food to culture yourself.
So Josh is ignorant and Kevin's being a hater. And
apparently Damien's in as one of guys. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Ass, no. Everything he says, man.
I am the empathizer. I am the one trying. I am the one.
Mediator.
Swan's the only good human being in this call right
yeah,
now.
She is. Oh my God.
No.
She's just listening to all of the hosts bicker with each other. No, that's no. really it.
She's just like, why did I agree to do this?
No.
I feel so stupid, right?
No. I feel like you're open-minded. That's why you even bothered to try it, right? So that's great.
That's true. It's hard because I had a friend that was vegetarian, or my coworker that was vegetarian, and I would mm-hmm. always like try to pick a place that he can eat at, right? It was like stressing me out because I'm like, dude, like, we're going to get tacos. Like, what are we going to eat? You know, like, so like for me, it's like I try to think of the other people, but then at the end of the day, it's mm-hmm. like, am I being ignorant and just not letting us just go hang out and like trying to please someone, you know, like in that way? So it's like, because like everything we eat is very not vegan friendly at all. So.
Oh, I think Swan touched on this earlier, where it's actually easier most of the time to kind of just go to a place and then find an option that they have mm-hmm. that like fits within their dietary preference. Just because like obviously they are going to be the minority as far as like food taste, food preference. So, mm-hmm. you know, to your point, you're just stressing yourself out.
Yeah.
Like it comes from a good place. You're being empathetic, but you're just really stressing yourself out for no reason because they're going to be able to find something no matter what. It's not like they're just going to sit there and starve. Sometimes they have to, but I'm sure. Like I don't know. I can't, like, you know, speak for everyone, obviously. But Yeah. Getting back on topic.
Yes. Swan, quick question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talk about how you like novelty and you like trying new things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As a quick, just what would you say is probably the best vegan food you've ever had and the worst vegan food you've ever had?
Wait, as a what?
What do you mean?
Sorry, I just didn't hear you. You said as a something.
Oh, what is like the best vegan food you've had? And then what is like, what would you say is the worst? Like, oh, that sigh came from the heart, guys.
No, just because I don't have anything off the top of my head. Okay, so best food. I feel like for me, food is like a whole experience. So I really like food that my mom makes. I like eating it at home with her. I like making it with her. I like that she makes it for me and with me. And I feel like those are some of the best meals. But I don't know if, yeah. So it's not necessarily the food. It's like the food plus, you know, the people and the whole experience of the meal. So I don't know. I like a lot of stuff. I like bánh bèo, bánh cuốn, bánh xèo, like a lot of the Vietnamese stuff because, you know, my mom makes it for me. Mm-hmm. I would say, I don't like to say favorites because in my mind, I'm like, oh, what if I miss something? But okay, some of the stuff I really like is, like, I really like Thai food. I like khao soi. That's like one of my favorite things. I really like the pizza from Nick's on Beverly. It's not something that I would have super regularly, but because that was my first experience having Detroit style pizza, it like blew my mind. I didn't know pizza could be like that. But yeah, it was just like crispy and like airy, but also I don't know. It's great. It's great. You'll see on Saturday. You'll see on Saturday.
What a teaser.
Worst food? I don't know. I mean, a lot of food is, I think I like most food. Are you talking about like a restaurant meal that I had that I was like disappointed in? Or I've had some bad stuff that I made. Like, bad food is just bad food. It has nothing to do with vegan. Like, sometimes I burn food and then it tastes bad and then I don't eat it.
That's true.
That's not the answer that you wanted, though. Okay.
No, that's totally fine. I think that's totally fine. Like, you don't have to, like, it's just, you can answer however you want, you know, there's not like I'm looking for a specific
answer. Yeah, but what if I got it wrong?
So that is exactly the kind of mindset I would expect from somebody who got valedictorian and was graduated from Yale.
No, I'm kidding. Oh my god.
No, I understand what you're saying though about like bad food is just bad food. I tried to make a low calorie chicken Alfredo. And I felt like the first time I made it, it actually turned out pretty okay. Like, I was like, oh, this isn't that bad. And then I tried to remake it, and for some reason, I just couldn't. Like, it just did not come out the same.
Wait, what made it low calorie?
So you make the sauce with a combination of Greek yogurt and low-fat milk.
Oh.
Yeah. And then instead of, like for the chicken, you just use chicken breast, right? Because that's the leanest chicken cut you can get. Yeah, that's basically it. And then you season it, and then it's pretty good. But yeah, it just, I don't know what it was. Like, the first time I made it, it came out, like, perfectly creamy, and I was like, wow, I don't even feel like I'm missing out on anything by eating it like this. And the second time, I was like, wow, I can really tell the difference. So I get what you're saying when you say bad food is bad food. Like, it's just plain and simple.
I thought of a bad food that I have had, and it is something that I made, and it was like disgusting. So I got an ice cream maker a couple of years ago, like during COVID when that first happened. So I was trying to make vegan ice cream and I was like not having any luck. Like I was trying to thicken it in different ways because I think at first it was just like really icy. So I was like, oh, I gotta find a way to like thicken the base, right? So one day I like tried a bunch of different methods. I think one of them was like normal, like I think maybe I used coconut milk or oat milk. And then one of them, I might have used the starch, like corn starch or tapioca starch. I can't remember all of the methods. Maybe one was like a gum, like xanthan gum or something. One of them, I used agar agar, which, do you guys know, like, yeah, like people use it in Vietnamese jellies a lot. And it, like, I don't know, it kind of gels your food. I never saw a recipe for it. I don't know why I thought it would be a good idea to make, like, ice cream out of that. But I made, like, all these batches, and one of them was thickened with agar agar. And I tried it, and it was so disgusting, you guys. It was, like, ice cream taste, but the texture of, like, egg whites. It was the worst. It was the worst. I think after that happened, I, like, didn't try to make ice cream for, like, 6 months. It was so bad. That was my own fault.
Xanthan gum didn't help thicken it?
I think it did, but it was still, like, too icy. It was too hard. Since then, I have had good luck, and I think the difference, which I'm not like an ice cream expert, but I think the difference was maybe I was using too much like coconut-based stuff, and so when I put it into my ice cream maker, which is just like a Cuisinart, it's not like temperature controlled or anything. Like, I think the coconut would freeze too quickly, and then it would just get hard instead of like being able to have air incorporated into it. That's what I think was happening anyway. So. Yeah, I've learned, but oh my gosh. I remember, like, I like most food. I put that in my mouth, and I think I had to spit it out. It was so gross. Just the texture was so egg whitey, but it just tasted like ice cream. It was weird. I don't recommend it. No, like, egg whites. No, like, cooked, like, hard-boiled egg whites.
Oh.
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 Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
No, because... It's weird because I've seen like videos of people making ice cream with xanthan gum, and so that's why I'm like, I thought it usually thickens it, but they use like dairy products, so might be the reason why.
The only like I had different batches, so like one was xanthan gum, one was agar agar, and then I had like other ones. The agar agar one was the one that was like nasty. I think the other ones were probably fine.
There's actually a vegan ice cream place that's just right down Euclid near Kayla's mom's place, which is like a 5-minute drive from. It's called Hug Life. It's actually really good. I love it. I actually just had it for the first time a couple nights ago, and I think I tried like their mint chip one and then their Vietnamese coffee one, and both were super tasty.
I love Hug Life. I really like their flavors because a lot of them are like Asian inspired, like Thai tea or ube, right? Yeah, Hug Life is awesome. Yeah,
I've actually been there before, maybe like a year or two ago. I don't know exactly when, but I went there on like a random date when I was like still online dating. But yeah, only because I was really in the mood for ice cream. And that was like a halfway point between myself and the girl that I was meeting with. But yeah, I would say that it was good. I think I had the mint and chip one too, just because that's like my usual go-to.
Was she vegan?
No, it just happened to be like an ice cream place that popped up on.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah, it had nothing to do with like wanting vegan ice cream. It was literally just I wanted ice cream, and that was halfway between. So I was like, "That's the one." Yeah. So I didn't even know it was vegan ice cream until I got there, and then they were explaining like, "Yeah, we're a vegan ice cream place," and I was like, "Oh, did I pick the wrong place?" But it turned out okay.
So but you liked it. Like,
yeah, it was good.
It was actually really creamy and super soft when I tried it. Like it was just like it was almost more. What's the word? Not delicate. Maybe delicate. Yeah, just like kind of just like a softer touch and feel. But tastes good. The main thing.
Yeah. Okay. So, Swan, we're going to move on to the rapid fire questions. If you listen to any of our past episodes, you know what's coming. Basically,
I'm so nervous.
We're going to ask you questions.
I'm stressed. Okay.
Yep. So we're gonna ask you questions one at a time. We'll give you plenty of time to answer, and you can extrapolate as much as you want or answer as short as you'd like. So yeah. So with that, let's see. Anybody have a starting question, or do you guys want me to go first?
You can go first.
Want me to go first? Okay. You know what? I usually ask the really stupid ones. I think I want to ask one that's a little bit more maybe thought-provoking. When was the last time you tried to learn something new?
That does provoke a lot of thought. I can't think of anything. Oh my gosh. I I have no idea. I don't learn anything ever.
Do you want me to ask a different question?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right, fine. We'll make it sillier. Let's see. What is your go-to boba order?
Ooh, I don't drink a ton of boba, so I don't really have an order. But I like creamy drinks more than like fruity ones. And my favorite boba place is in, I think it's Alhambra. It's somewhere in 626, but it's called Jingfutang. And I get like the brown sugar boba or something. It's just like, I don't know. Their boba is like in a wok. They heat it up. It's like caramelized. It's really awesome. But that's not really a go-to. Mm. I'm sorry. I don't have. Just like, I don't know. Maybe like milky, basic.
Fine. These questions aren't meant to. Yeah. They don't have a right or wrong answer, Swan.
I know. I'm stressed. I feel like I started off on the wrong foot because I'm like, rapid fire.
That's why we always say it's rapid fire, but then we give you enough time to answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're not really rapid fire.
Okay. I'm still embarrassed. I can't think of anything that I've learned to do recently. Can I take some more time to think about that?
If you'd like. We could also come back to it later.
Yeah, we can go back to it.
Okay, we can come back to it.
Josh, are you going to ask one of your...
No, I can't. I think it's very awkward. I think it's very awkward to ask females because yeah. It's just like, you know, but
wait, why?
Josh has routine questions that he asks every podcast, and he's a little nervous about asking it this time, I guess.
I want to hear it.
You were being requested.
Yeah. Maybe just pick like one of them, Josh. I don't know. Like,
it's just so awkward asking females, but okay, whatever. F it. Let's do it. So this question, it's been like an ongoing thing. Every time we have a guest, I just ask everybody. But this conversation, so the listeners probably heard me explain this like 1,000 times, but since you haven't heard it, my coworkers and I, we just randomly just, you know, cafeteria lunch talk and we're talking. And then, so we just ask random questions like, hey, when you shower, what's the first area you wash?
Oh, my hair. I shampoo it.
Okay. So she's not crazy. Because my coworker... Wow. My coworker's answer was, I wash my hands in the shower. And I was like, so you go in the shower and you wash your hands? And he's like, yes. So that's the first part question. There's a second part to it. So basically it's, you know, by majority to see if you're crazy or not. When you get ready, do you put your pants on first or your socks on first?
Pants?
She's normal.
What do you mean? Who puts their socks on first?
Damien does.
You do? Why?
Swan, like, you know how I moved to San Francisco right after high school, right after graduating, and it's freezing up there. So basically, the floors are all wood or stone or tile, and it's cold. So you put your socks on first in the morning. So you have protection from the cold floor. You're usually wearing longer socks for the day. Long socks are kind of hard to put on when you're wearing like skinny jeans, tight pants, which is what I was doing right after high school. So basically, for years, I've developed the habit of putting my socks on first and then putting on my pants.
I see. Do you still do that now that you don't live in the Bay?
Yes, because I wear suits now to work.
Mm. Oh, and the socks are long.
Yes. And I still do that even though I wear shorts also.
That was just habit. Okay. I will say my hands are clean by the time I get in the shower because usually I will like wash them in the sink and then I go into the shower. So I don't feel the need to like repeat wash my hands.
Yeah. For us, it was kind of like, oh, you wash your hands when you put shampoo in your hair, right? Kind of like dual purpose in a way, right?
Okay, and then, yeah.
But he was just saying, like, no, I wash my hands. So we're like, what? Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, Damien?
So my question is, what's your favorite memory from the time you spent at Yale?
Ooh. I feel like I had a lot of really nice, like, late night talks with my friends.
Hmm.
That's like my favorite thing to do is to just talk with friends. So I feel like it wasn't a particular memory, but I just remember many nights when we were trying to get work done, but because we were all in the same room, we would just like start talking about random stuff. That's my favorite. That's probably my favorite memory, or like a group of them.
That's very nice. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, that was a nice question.
Thanks.
I think we have a room or a round, a time for another round.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll give you the choice. Okay, I have one thought-provoking question and one silly one. Which one would you like?
Okay, I feel like. Okay, fine. I'll take the thought-provoking one, but if it gives me anxiety, can I take the silly one?
Sure. Okay, okay, Swan. Here we go. Is water wet?
Oh. That's the thought-provoking one.
Is it not provoking thoughts within you?
I feel like this is a combination of both.
Yeah, I guess I've heard it before, and I don't remember what I thought, I guess. Yeah, okay, it's wet.
Water's wet?
Do it to Yale, bro. You can't argue.
Yeah.
I feel like Swan is the one person in the world where I won't argue this point with her.
Oh, you think water's not wet?
No.
Wait, why?
Because water is what, like, water is what gives something the property of being wet. So if you add water to water, you just have more volume of water. Nothing is wet until something has water on it. But then you can't put water on top of water. Like, you can put water on top of ice, and then that when your ice is wet. But then that's not the same thing as saying that water is wet, because water is a liquid state.
Oh, okay.
Swan's just like, this is not worth my time to talk about.
I know, Swan's like, I don't want to argue this. Like, this question is beneath me.
No, I'm just, maybe I have to think about it more. Like, yeah, you can put water on water, can't you?
Like, what situation would you have water on water?
It's like, if you put, what do you mean? Like, you just put more water in the cup or something, right?
Then you just have more water.
Yeah.
Like, your cup is, but the cup is wet.
It's not wet?
No.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe I don't know the definition of wet.
I'm so confused now.
Okay, so water can't be wet because it can't have water on it?
I don't think so, because I think that it's just, if you add water to water, like, you're just increasing the volume of water.
Okay, but like, does that make it not be able to be wet?
Well, I don't think so, because I think that, like, for something to be wet, like, that wet is just the property that, like, water confers onto something. But then it has to be something that's, like, solid, but water's not a solid.
We're spending a lot more time on this than I thought.
Do you guys also agree? Like, Josh and Damien, do you guys think water is wet?
I don't have an opinion anymore. I've, like, flip-flopped between the two sides so many times. Like, I think that it's become more of a meme to me than it is an actual conversation topic.
Okay. What was the silly question, just so I know?
Oh, that was a silly question.
Yeah, it was actually a crap. There was no silly question. No, the silly question, if you had the power and the choice to recolor a bee, what color would you change it to?
I actually like this question.
I don't know. I think it's a good color. I think it's good the way it is. I don't know. I was like, oh, maybe like sky blue, because I really like that color, like light blue. But then it would blend into the sky, and then I couldn't, like, see him coming. So, well, I'll just leave it.
Swan, remember, there are no right or wrong answers, okay? There's no need for anxiety. There's no right or wrong answers.
I know. Just for my own sake, like, I want to know if, like, they're coming. And I feel like bees are pretty visible, so I would like them to say that the color that they are.
What if they were sky blue and black? You know how they're, like, yellow and black?
Yeah, that would be okay, I guess. That would be nice. Sure. Sky blue. And then, like, maybe, like, a light green, because I like really bright colors. That's all. I don't know.
All right, I have one more.
I don't have anything else to say about that.
What skill are you the most proud of? Like, what's one thing, if, say, someone's asked you, what's the most interesting thing about you, right? Like, what's one thing you can say I'm really good at this. And
wait, I already know Swan's answer to this. I'm not an interesting person.
You don't think I'm interesting?
Wow. Wait, how did this turn on me? Swan, I literally introed you. What the f-
Kevin's got 3 feet in his mouth now.
Swan, I literally introed you as the most interesting person I know. I just say that you probably don't think that you're that interesting.
Well, I'm trying to think of things that I'm good at. And like, I haven't cooked in months, but I feel like normally I probably am a good cook. I don't know. Yeah. I'm also really, well, I haven't played in years, but I also used to be really good at Tetris.
Oh.
This was back in the day.
I was going to say, what was that Tetris game that we all played on Facebook and just started challenging each other at?
Tetris Battle. I was very good at that. Yeah.
Okay, this is actually going to be super random, but I think I recently had a Facebook memory popped up where I posted a status saying that I had beaten Swan at Tetris Battle. And I had to commemorate the moment because I was like, oh my god, I beat her!
Oh my gosh.
Sorry. Just needed to plug that in.
Congratulations on the win.
That sounded so... Oh, that was a pity congratulations. Oh my gosh. Kevin's living right now. He's on the floor.
I feel like Swan's mad at me.
I'm not mad at you. I just don't really remember it, but...
Well, congratulations.
Swan's like, sure, if that's a core memory for you, great.
Yeah, no, you did great. I'm glad you won. Amazing job, Kevin.
I think you made Kevin quit.
We can't even see Kevin anymore. He's just...
I'm in so much Spain without the S.
Oh, man, this is a great episode.
All right, I got one more question for you, Swan.
Okay.
It's a little thought-provoking, but nothing too crazy. If you were to choose between going back to your childhood, like traveling back in time, but being able to keep all the memories that you have, or launching forward in your life about 20 years, accomplishing everything you wanted, but having no recollection of it at all, which one would you rather prefer?
Oh, go back in time for sure. Who is skipping years? Do people answer the second one?
I feel better about myself now.
Wait, what happened?
I don't know.
Swan just destroyed Damien's whole career without even realizing it.
Oh, sorry, wait. I don't know what you do.
No. I said if you were to skip years, like skip forward in time and accomplish everything that you needed to without remembering any of it. But I think, was it a mispronunciation thing? Did I miss that? I'm actually missing what I...
No, I think the question was stated clearly. I think it was just like, I think in Swan's perspective, she's just like, why would I want to jump forward and accomplish things but not even have the ability to remember them? Like, it's much more valuable to be able to go back with the experience you currently have than it is to jump forward. I think that's the... I don't know, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Swan, but I think that's essentially... Yeah.
Well, because I don't know. Like, who wants to have less time in the world, right? Like, I don't know.
I think what the second part was more so supposed to be structured about was if you wanted to basically get to past most of the struggle in your life and get to a point where you can relax and have fun and kind of like be able to like really let loose, or like all the hard work's done, and even though you have less time in life, like, you know, basically you can enjoy it more because you've done everything that you've already accomplished. Versus, yes, going back in time, you get to have more time with your loved ones and more time to be able to, like, you know, accomplish things, or, you know, especially if you're able to keep the memory that you have now. But it also means that you have to go through a lot of hardship all over again.
Okay. I misunderstood the question. I was just like, oh, you're just losing time then. I think my answer would still be the same. Because I don't know. Like, if you don't have any recollection of your life, Like, I feel like the only reason any of us are the person that we are is because of our experiences, right? So if you, like, have all the stuff that you want, but you just don't remember getting there or, like, how you overcame obstacles, I don't know. Like, what good is that?
I like that answer.
Yeah. Also, I don't know. If anyone has FOMO, I feel like that's, like, the most aggressive case. You, like, missed out on everything. Like, like now you have everything, but you missed the part where you, like, achieved it, right? You missed the part where you, like, did all the work or, like, finally got what you wanted. Now you just, I mean, you're just chilling, so that's, like, a good life. But there's no, like, triumph in that.
It's, like, the idea of, like, it's the struggle that gives the reward meaning.
Maybe. Yeah. Because I feel like if I were right now, like, if I didn't have any of the experiences since, like, childhood, I'm just, like, in, like, a pretty good job with, like, you know, all the things that I wanted. Like, I wouldn't be the same person, and it wouldn't, like, mean anything to me. I would just, like, have it. Probably, like, take it for granted or something.
That's deep. That's deep.
Yeah, this is very profound. And for an episode that was, you know, pretty lacking in I think depth of moments, I think it was that's a very like, oh wow, really oomphing, you know. Do you want to go back to the first question I asked, or do you feel like you're okay without it?
The one where, oh, like, what have I learned recently?
Yeah, what was the last time you learned something new?
I still don't have an answer for that. But maybe I will think about it, and I will text you guys whenever I think of it.
Yeah, or you could tell me on Saturday.
Okay. Sounds good.
Swan, any last words for people that are listening? This is your public speaking moment, by the way.
No, thank you.
I love it.
I don't know what else to say. All right, can I say something? I panicked and I didn't know what to say, but I have something to say now. I want to thank Kevin and Damien for starting the podcast, because this never would have happened. Or no, sorry, it was Josh, right? It was Josh.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. Thanks for doing the podcast. This is really cool. I listened to the burrito episode and it made me so happy that night. Like the breakfast burrito one. And I'm like, that's so cool that you guys just did that. Like, you, yeah, that's awesome. I admire you guys.
Thanks.
And I'm glad we got to reconnect. That's all.
Okay. Thanks, Swan. Yeah, I think this is actually a really fun episode. I think this is probably like the least serious episode we might have recorded ever. But I think, like, I say that in a good way. Like, I mean that genuinely. Okay, like, I think great. That it was a lot of fun. So,
the most lighthearted episode that we've recorded ever.
It was really fun to record, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Because I was stressed about it, so I'm glad you guys had a good time.
You shouldn't be stressed.
I know. Yeah,
it's just a conversation with friends, Swan.
Yeah.
I know. I feel safe with you guys. I just, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it can be intimidating, because I know for sure, like, when we started it, I would get nervous before recording. My hands would get all sweaty and stuff, but
because
we've done it for so long, I get it.
Okay. But
we appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
With that being said, thanks for hanging in there, listeners. This one's over an hour too, so woo, we're just, I think this is just becoming the norm for us, where we're just going past an hour, but it's all in good fun. So, I don't know. All the feedback I usually get from people is that they wish that our episodes were longer. So I guess this is us, you know, doing some wish fulfillment for the listeners. Anyway, with that out of the way, thanks for hanging in there. And if you'd like to, please check us out anywhere. You know, follow our Instagram so you can stay updated on other episodes we release. And yeah, with that out of the way, see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Swan, you want to say bye?
Okay, bye. I didn't know. I was like, oh, maybe that's the host thing to do. Okay, bye.